Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, Niall. My girlfriend and I have been together since we were 16 years of age and married for the last 5 years. We're both very career-driven and we've always agreed that we never wanted children. But she's been hinting over the last couple of months that she might want to have a baby. But to be honest, I just kind of ignored the hints because I really do not want children. And we had agreed on this, as I said, years ago. But Niall, she's pregnant. I came home from work last week and she had a gift box on the table with a baby outfit and a positive pregnancy test. I couldn't hide my shock and disappointment, I'm going to be honest. We ended up having a massive fight because she was so happy about it and all I could feel was dread. I didn't understand how she could be pregnant because she's been taking the pill for years, but she said she had missed one last month and didn't want to worry me. I was so angry, so I asked her, would she consider having an abortion? It was probably not the best time to ask, but she was already upset that I wasn't happy about the pregnancy. She screamed at me, walked out, and has since moved back in to her parents so she can figure out what she wants. I know she's referring to our relationship and not the baby because she definitely wants to keep it. But I'm devastated because I never wanted children, Al, and I never will. I don't think I should have to change my view on it just because she's pregnant. We have always agreed we don't want children. And I value my spare time outside of work and don't want to spend my time raising a child. I don't want to come across as being selfish because some people might think I am just because I don't want children. It's just that I work really hard and I enjoy my play. That's just my choice in life. And I just don't want to dedicate that to a child. If I was to have a child, it would be a huge responsibility. And I don't want that responsibility. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, Niall, but this is really a deal breaker for me. Do I stay with her? She's the love of my life. But this isn't what I wanted in life. I wouldn't have the time for it. Ooh. That's a tough one, isn't it? Really and truly. That is a tough one. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. What would you do in that situation? Would you kind of deal with it, just put up with it, or would you walk? Would that be the end of the relationship? He says it's a deal breaker. I don't know. Is it a deal? If you love somebody, could you get through something like that? I mean, look, when I say get through something like that, that's it for the next 18 or well, for the rest of your life. Because we all know that having a child in life makes a big difference to your life. Your life is no longer your own. Because any spare time you have is dedicated to that child. Any spare income you have is dedicated to that child. So the raising of that child. Now, to be fair to him, he's being very honest. He did say they both agreed they weren't going to have children. It does sound like she planned it, doesn't it? Maybe she didn't. Maybe he's putting it out of context. Maybe she genuinely did not take her pill that particular month by mistake. But let me know what you think. What would you do in that situation? And what advice would you give him? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Rob, hi, how are you?
Evening, Niall. How's Fix? All good.
Good. Rob, that's a really difficult situation, isn't it? Because there are some people who just don't want children, and that's okay too.
Isn't it, Niall? Isn't it just, huh?
Yeah.
It is. But he sounds to me, how old is this married couple, Niall?
It doesn't say. Obviously, we've been together since we were 16 and we're married 5 years. I'm assuming they're not too old.
21. Huh?
Maybe.
They sound very young.
Yeah, they could be young. Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds a bit on the selfish side to me now. To be honest, Niall. Because he's saying there that the girl is the love of his life and what have you. And maybe not now, but in, say, another 4 or 5 years, kids could come into the equation. I don't know where he's going with this, to be honest.
I mean, I know a lot of people, probably particularly more so men than women, you know, when they're kind of somewhere between 20 and 30, kind of, oh, I don't want kids. And then they change a little bit. You know, we change. We get a bit more family orientated, conservative, whatever, as we get a bit older. We go, oh, well, maybe a kid would be such a bad thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, complete that little love circle, you know.
Spread the seed and keep the family name going. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not only that. Keep it and get a brother or sister for the new baby. God, it's a tricky one, isn't it? But he says it's a deal breaker. He's going to walk away.
Yeah, he says. I know she is referring to her relationship with the baby, but I'm devastated because she's gone to her mother. She's moved back into her mother's. She figured out what she wants to do, and yeah, he says she's the love of his life. But this isn't what I want. It's a deal breaker for me.
It's a deal breaker, right? Okay, so he's prepared to walk away then. So the love goes out the window. Mm-hmm. Oh God, Niall, he's young. They're young, Niall. You know,
maybe. I don't know. We're making an assumption they're young. I don't know.
You're only making an assumption now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Presuming. It's a real Dear Linda thing, isn't it?
It is a real Dear Linda.
Dear Frankie.
Do you remember Dear Frankie on radio? That was on RTE during the day. Dear Frankie.
I used to be sitting there with my mother years ago and listening. My mother used to love all these stories coming in.
Yeah, and what was the other one then, the RTE? It was around the time of the Joe Duffy show. It was before Joe Duffy, obviously. The Glen Abbey show. Do you remember the Glen Abbey show?
Showing your age.
I know, it was Dear Frankie and then the Glen Abbey show. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, is that the way it was it?
Yeah, Dear Frankie.
I remember used to come in from school, my mommy would be sitting there with the wireless on.
Yeah. Dear Frankie, I came home and found a woman in my wardrobe. And it wasn't my daughter.
I tell you one thing, the likes of Linda and Frankie would have their work cut out nowadays.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what do you reckon he should do? Do you reckon he should... Or should she have an abortion just to please him?
Toss the girl. No, I think that's a bit selfish. I think that's... Oh, God. Do you hear me? And I'm not one of these woke people, Niall, by the way.
No, I know you're not. But here's the thing. They promised each other they didn't want children. He said it was, like, this was a deal. This was a done deal. And, you know, in fairness, if that's a done deal, that's a done deal. You know what I mean? I mean, if you've met somebody, both agree you don't want children, you know what I mean?
That's okay. That's okay saying that as a young fan, a young one. You know, that's very easy to say.
Mm.
And what happens if she became pregnant by mistake or something like that? Like, that could have happened here too as well.
Well, it seems, yeah, well, she's kind of claiming it. But
she's not on the pill, or he's not wearing something or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's as much his responsibility as hers. He did the deed, you know what I mean?
It is actually, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I just think he's a bit on the selfish side now.
Yeah. Okay, well, hang on.
What do you think?
I'm not going to say what I think, yeah. I want to go to Eddie.
Oh,
Eddie, hi, how are you?
Evening, Noel, you well?
Good. Eddie, I'm just a referee. You know what I mean?
Do you know what, Noel? It grinds my gears when you say, by mistake. It's not a mistake.
You don't fall on top of her.
If I drive my car down the road, right, and it's 100 km speed limit, and I decide to go 110 and the police caught me, that's my fault. I knew the consequences. If she wasn't on the pill and he didn't wear protection and he had sex, he knew the consequences.
He thought she was on the pill. No, she forgot to take the pill or something.
So she forgot to take the pill.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if she... I heard you say they both said they didn't want kids, right? So now if the narrative has changed and she wants to keep it, he's just going to have to man up.
Right.
He's just going to have to man up if he loves her. Because if he walks away from her now, I don't think he's truly loved her. Because... you don't do that to somebody you love.
Okay, I'm not...
Don't selfish, Eddie.
I know you're both right, but I'm going to just throw in the argument here, I suppose. You're saying, yeah, he loves her, but now he doesn't trust her. Because from what he's saying is, we agreed we're not having children. We agreed this was our...
Now
you've gone and got pregnant. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah, and I can understand that. Now he feels trapped because, I mean, it's not an easy thing to do. Go, oh, I forgot to take the pill. It's bleeding easy to do, you know. But
and I don't know about it being easy. If we were relying on men to take the pill, there'd be the place would be overpopulated.
I just think now he has to stand by her. I mean, does she want to keep it?
Yep. Seems that way.
She wants to keep it.
What I'm thinking is, if he really didn't want kids, why didn't he get the snip? Somebody just texted in. I just thought of that myself as well. Thank you, Texter. Why didn't he get the snip if he really didn't want kids?
because he just couldn't be arsed, and he thought he'd just do what he was always doing and get away with it. But he didn't know that she was going to be irresponsible and not take the pill. And now he feels trapped in the situation. And he's probably thinking in his mind, has she done this to trap me? And that's what he doesn't trust.
Well,
about.
Well, he's already married to her, so she doesn't need to trap him. If that was a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, I'd buy that argument.
Right, well, I didn't know he was married.
Yeah, married five years.
Okay, well, that's even more of a chance to man up and say, no, we're married, I love you, in sickness and in health, and whatever comes with it, we'll deal with it. You don't walk away from that. Because he'll be the biggest regret of his life.
I do feel a little bit sorry for him, right? Now, I know you're saying he's selfish, right? But he's a person who didn't want you. I wanted children. I don't know about you guys, but I wanted children, right? So that was fine. But he didn't want children. Now
I can understand that.
And now he has a child. That's going to change his life. He understands the consequences of that. He says he's career driven and he enjoys his spare time. And he goes out and says, I'm not being selfish. That's just my choice in life. And that's fine too. You know what I mean? But his life is going to change. That. You know,
but his life is going to change. But if he walks away from her and she raises that kid and she tells that kid once upon a time, well, here was the situation. Me and your dad were married and we had you accidentally and he walked away. And that kid's going to grow up hating the father. The father's probably going to grow up in a few years' time and go, geez, I regret what I did. I think he just has to man up and if he loves his partner, stay with her.
Yeah, sorry, Rob.
No, I just agree with what Eddie's saying there. You know, just man up.
Yeah.
Man up to this and...
Eddie's like the oracle. He's the all-knowing.
The all-seeing eye.
By the way, lads, do either of you have children?
No.
Oh, I don't.
But okay. If I was in that situation, I would man up because I wouldn't leave a woman I loved who I married and I've been with for 5 years and making a life. I just couldn't walk away from that because you might not find that again.
But see, Eddie, to be fair, now, and I'm not doing the whole you shouldn't be talking about it because you don't have kids.
I know you're playing devil's advocate for the sake of a debate, right?
Yeah, but to have children... If you haven't had children, it is difficult, a little bit difficult to understand sometimes. When you have a child, your life completely changes. Completely. Every bit of spare time you have, your dedication, your priorities all go to that child. And that's just the way it is. And that's the way it should be, by the way, too. So it all goes, even your spare cash goes to that. Kids cost about 10 grand a year, right? So it all goes to that child. He's just not ready for that. He just doesn't want that.
I know.
Ready for it. Yeah, but they say it's 10 grand a year, Rob, yeah.
I still say you have to man up and just deal with what's before him.
Mm.
I just think walking away is just the biggest mistake he'll ever make.
Yeah,
you know?
Rob, they never stop costing money. Trust me.
Listen, Noel, I'll go because I have a work phone call coming in, all right?
All right, thanks, Eddie. Yeah, Rob, they never stop costing money. Children are costing money. They say a child costs 180 grand up to the age of 18. But even after 18...
Are you serious now?
Yeah. But even after 18, you have to put them through college. There's another 4 or 5 grand a year alone just to put them through college.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you get the children's allowance, don't you?
Well, you get children's allowance towards it, yeah. But that doesn't pay for it.
All right, okay.
I mean, if you want to give your child a decent life, you know, clothe them properly, feed them properly, birthday presents, Christmas presents, education, food, you're looking at about 10 grand a year.
Yeah, but you're not really looking at it from a money point of view. It's more from love, isn't it?
Well, it is. Well, that's all a child requires, by the way, is a bit of love.
I think that's all they need, yeah.
So, would you like to have children, Rob? Would you like to have kids?
To be honest, Niall, I don't know. I don't think so, no. I'd say no, and I'll tell you why. Well, as you know, I'm on the gay side, but...
On the gay side, yeah. Well, that doesn't matter. That doesn't stop you having kids.
No, I know I could adopt and all that. But I think that's a kind of a selfish thing to do sometimes, Niall.
Adoption is not. I was adopted, Rob. Somebody gave me a nice life. You know what I mean?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's. I think it's a very noble thing to do to adopt a child.
It is. Of course, it's noble. That's lovely. But I think they still need a mammy figure.
Do you think so?
God, I'm an old-fashioned gay, aren't I?
An old-fashioned gay. Look, a child benefits from having a male and female role model in their life. There's no doubt they benefit from that, to have balance in their life. But there's nothing wrong with two lads raising a child either, you know what I mean?
No.
You know, there's probably a lot of gay couples who do a better job than some straight couples, to be honest with you, you know what I mean?
In fact, and in a lot of times they will.
Yeah. They overcompensate, maybe. You know what I mean? Well, hold on. Yeah. Let me go to Sarah as well. Sarah, hi. How are you?
How's it going, Niall?
How you doing?
She's having a great day. God, they're all
using that. All us men. We're all having a macho time. We're all take our shirts off and chop wood in a minute, yeah.
You don't have to.
Oh, she's singing. Oh, Jesus Christ. Why is everybody singing tonight? Is there a full moon out? Sarah, okay, so what should he do, Sarah? Should he leave her?
I think he needs a smack of a wet fish in the face. I think he should swallow his pride. It sounds to me that he's pretty cocky. I don't know why he didn't wear a welly if she's going to take the pill. I do believe that she take that pregnant purposely. I don't believe that story she forgot to take the pill. I think she probably wanted a baby deep down inside. And maybe because when you are married to somebody, like, your relationship changes. Like, there's no two ways about it. Like, your relationship with your partner is not going to stay exactly the same forever, like. So the way I look for it, maybe she thought that he could have been that little bit more open-minded. But however, he wasn't. He brutally asked her, would she consider an abortion? Now, to me, that's a deal breaker. So I hope she doesn't take him back. I hope she goes and has the little baby. And what will be, you know? I think he should humble himself and apologise for the way he spoke to her. And, yeah, that's it.
And just suck it up, like, pardon the pun. So just suck it up.
Yeah.
That's all he has to do.
Yeah, but Rob is saying, yeah, but even Rob is saying he doesn't particularly want children. So, you know, that would make a huge difference to Rob's life. I mean, that would, I think, you know, without being disrespectful to Rob, I think it would be an inconvenience in his life right now.
Yeah, but Niall, I remember years ago I was going out with a guy and Jesus, we were engaged and all, and he told me that you couldn't have children, like.
Yeah.
It never really bothered me because I don't like children, and I never wanted to have children.
I don't like children.
No, but like, I'm just fearful of them. Like,
You're fearful of what? What do you mean you're fearful of them?
I just don't like them.
Are you afraid you're going to break them or something?
I'm just fascinated how a baby can smell that little hole.
So you were afraid of child? You were afraid of childbirth?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, 100%.
So you were...
No,
I'm going to be real serious now. Were you terrified of childbirth?
Yeah, like, I'm terrified of that. I can't believe that a baby is possible. I know it does happen, but...
Well, you came out of one.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
What do they say about... What do they say about men? Men spend their whole life trying to get out of the womb and the rest of their life trying to get back into it again.
Well, my mother always said that about me, that I'm the type of child that always wants to fucking grow a belly.
I'm thinking of it in a slightly different way, mind you.
Yeah,
Rob wouldn't get that one. Him being gay, he wouldn't get that one.
No, not really.
The way he's sleeping about that, he's old, gay. Even the tone and the compassion in his voice, he's been an amazing father, single father.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
I'm just saying it. You come across.
No, I've spoken to Rob for a few years on the show. I think he's a lovely guy. I think he'd make a great, wonderful father.
So do I.
Thanks very
like,
much.
So
yeah.
I think he would like.
Even though he's an old gay. He doesn't mind.
Possible, isn't it?
Well, he's never too old. Put it this way, the male is never too old.
No, we can sow the seed right to an hour before we die. You know what I mean?
I know, and the ten like get bigger and bigger as the older you get.
What gets bigger?
Is that tens like?
I'm loving all this.
In the morning, I know that for
a fact. Hold on, I need to know about this. What gets bigger as you get older? Your tent?
I call it the tent under the sea. You know what I mean? When it rises in the morning. It gets bigger.
Okay, it gets bigger. There you go, Rob. Yeah. It gets bigger as you get older. I didn't know that. I didn't notice that one myself.
I will say one thing, though. I will say one thing to you both. I mean, it's hard to be gay. It's hard to be old and gay in the current world.
Is it?
You know that?
Not
it
at
is,
all.
Because they can be ageist.
Well, what? Like, gay men are looking for younger gay men, is it?
Yeah, and, you know, there's a cut-off point there of about, I think, about 30 years of age. You know, if you're not settled, that's your problem.
I know. I have a few friends of mine who are gay and they're over 30, well over 30.
Yeah.
And they seem to be fairly active. When I say active, you know, having relationships and everything else. And
Do they do the scene and all? They go to the bars and all? Yeah.
Well, one of them doesn't. No, he doesn't do anything like that. He goes on Grindr every now and again. But the other lad now would be very out there. Yeah, he'd be going to the George on a regular basis and all sorts of places like that. Yeah.
I go there myself.
Yeah. Well, hang on. Let me get back to the story. Priscilla, hi.
Hi. How are you?
Queen of the desert. There you go, Priscilla.
I suppose the only way to look at it is there's two sides to the story. I mean, if she wanted all of a sudden to have kids and he didn't, or the other way, or sorry, apologies, if he wanted to have kids and she didn't, would she have kids just because he wants them?
Mm.
Like myself and my partner now, we were kind of in a similar scenario. Like 3 years ago, we didn't want kids at all. And it's only in the last year that we've actually decided that we're going to have children. Because we were a bit like that now. We loved our social life. We loved working.
Yeah.
Didn't think we'd have time. We were kind of selfish in our own little ways, but then...
I don't think it's selfish. I don't think... Some people say it's selfish. I don't think that's selfish. That's your choice in life. You only have one life. It's your bloody life. Do what you want with it.
Yeah. No, exactly. You're right. But you know, you'd just be kind of thinking, I suppose, how you'd be judged. Yeah. If you said that out to someone, I don't want kids because I enjoy my social life. And people are like, oh, Jesus, you know.
I know. I don't understand why people judge each other like that. You know, mind you, I'm glad everybody doesn't have the same idea because then there'd be nobody left on the planet. So
I know, yeah. But for him, like, he won't know. He might not want kids now, but his mind could change in 2 years. It's just a tricky situation for them now because they're already in it. But it does sound to me like she might have had this under her sleeve for a while.
Yeah, sounds like that.
Because just the way she had the whole box organized and ready, you know. If it was me, I'd be like, oh Jesus, this isn't what I planned, you know. But at the same time, I'd be happy. I'd be like, okay, it is what it is.
Right, I think she dealt with this badly. The whole idea of the gift box and the baby outfit on the table with the brown pot made it look like she was delightedly and deliriously happy about it. She probably should have, you know, said to him, listen, we need to talk. I'm pregnant. Look, it is what it is. Can we talk about this?
100%. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, anyway. It's just they both agreed for going into this relationship that they didn't want kids. And if it was going to change, I know obviously she probably got caught in the hop. She took a pregnancy test. She was pregnant. But I would have handled it slightly differently myself if I was her.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion.
No, knowing your partner's feelings on the matter before you even go into it. Yeah.
100%.
And also, by the way, as somebody pointed out rightly there, if they really didn't want kids, they should be using a better form of contraception.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I mean, there is more reliable forms of contraception than the pill.
You can't just trust the pill.
No. Sarah said he should have been using the welly, is what she said.
Well, that's it.
No, I'm not too sure about the welly, mind you. That's like getting into a shower with a Mac on you. You know what I mean? It doesn't really work as well. But Robbie, Priscilla's got a point. She doesn't want kids right now, but they're kind of thinking about it now. Up to now, she didn't. You know, and I don't think there's anything selfish. Yeah. You were kind of saying it's a bit selfish. I don't think there's anything selfish, Rob, about not wanting kids.
Well, no, I think, it's a bit selfish of him to, you know, to get up and walk away and wash his hands of her.
Mm.
You know, and take the easy way out.
But
that's what it is.
Yeah, but she screamed at him. I was so angry, so I asked her, would she just consider having an abortion? It was probably not the best time to ask because she was already upset and I wasn't happy about that. I wasn't happy with the pregnancy. She screamed at me, walked out, and has since moved back into her mother's so she could figure out what she wants.
So now he thinks that the wife and the mother are conspiring against him and all this kind of thing.
Yeah, which they probably are, in fairness.
She probably are, yeah.
Yeah. You know what mother-in-laws are like.
What are they like?
Oh, you don't want to go
I
there.
Think the only thing they can do is sit down and actually talk it through and discuss their options and see if he's willing to give it a go, because God only knows when that child's born and he takes one look at it, he could instantly fall in love. Yeah. We don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, so I think they just seriously need to sit down. Well, either way, they're both involved now and they're both going to have to figure it out together. You know, but I wouldn't have suggested an abortion now, to be fair, but I'd say he just...
Well, it was bad timing to even suggest it, to be honest with you.
Good timing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know what her feelings on abortion are. Like, she may not... Maybe she's not, you know, one of those kind of, you know, pro-choice person or something like that.
It's not for everyone, no.
Yeah, no, it's not for everybody. No, absolutely not. So, Priscilla, how long are you married?
I'll get married next year.
Oh, congratulations.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and how long are you together?
Oh, yeah. We're together over 13 years.
Jeez, he took his time, didn't
very
he?
Very nice.
what did you say, very nice, Rob? He took his time, 13 years, to get her a ring and get her into a church.
Yeah, look, I'm patient.
But you must love him, though, do you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I wouldn't be with him if I didn't.
Mm.
So it took 13 years.
Don't remind her, I've just said it. It's all right. What took him so long, Priscilla, by the way?
He said he had a bad knee. but no, that was our outlook at the start. He didn't want kids. I was definitely adamant not wanting kids. And then he was like, oh, I don't know. You know, he goes, I actually wouldn't mind having kids. But my look on it is, you know, I wouldn't just have kids with just anybody. My reason for having kids would be, if I'm having a child, I'm having his child.
Yeah.
I don't just automatically think, oh, I'm going to go have a baby tomorrow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not for you. It's a family thing. Yeah. It's not just for you. Want a family, a proper family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, people are having children later in life now. I'm not going to ask your age, but you're clearly not 21. People are having children later in life nowadays, which I'm not too sure is such a great thing, you know, because we're seeing the population declining. There was a time years ago when 21 years of age was the average age for having a child. Now it's like 31, 32. They're leaving it later in life.
Yeah, I'm 33 now, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you volunteered your age. That's grand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the body clock is ticking. Yeah,
another wife.
Yeah, the body clock is ticking, It's ticking away.
And what is it realistically then?
Mm.
Say again, sir.
Go on, Rob.
No, I was just going to say, sorry, sir. What is kind of the max age is there for a woman? 40 or so, is it?
To have a baby. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be going past 42, 43.
Like I said, I didn't want to go past 35 myself, personally.
Well, you can't, unfortunately, Rob. Realistically, 90% of women can't have a baby after 45.
Can they not?
No.
All right, okay.
No. Once they go into perimenopause, that's it. Done.
Yeah.
Eggs over.
And you hear these women in some of these foreign countries, like Japan and places, I don't know where they are, somewhere out in Asia, and they have babies at like 70 or 80 years of age or something like that.
No. The oldest in the world, we actually only looked up the other night there because we were doing something. What was it? The oldest in the world. Now, if you're having IVF treatment, you can have a baby at 70, right? Because once you have a womb. But in saying that, the oldest natural birth, I think, is in Ireland was 55.
Was it?
Yeah. And that would be really rare. That would be very unusual. Because the problem is, once you go over the age...
I'm on a break here. I'm going to head back here.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, Priscilla. Sorry.
It was great talking, Chef. And thanks a million.
Okay. Thanks. Look at us chatting about pregnancy, Rob. Yeah, anything over the age of 40 can be a risk to the mother and to the child. So, you know what I mean? So, it's always advisable under the age of 40. Anyway, Tony, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Tony, do you think he should support her and stick by her?
I think he should give it a chance and be a man and man up and just say, look, discuss the options. And you won't know if you don't try. And sure, look, there'll come to some sort of an agreement if they can try both sides.
Right, okay. You know? Okay. You don't have children, so you don't, Tony?
No.
Oh, it's Anthony, isn't it? It's Anthony, of course. Anthony. I didn't recognise your voice there for a second. No, you don't have kids. But so you don't, do you think it's selfish not to want kids?
I don't know. I suppose, as you said a while ago, like it's like the choice. Everyone has a choice, you know what I mean? And everyone has different ways of life, how to live their life, and different things going on, you know? And I think the fact that, like, you know, as I say, we're all just different people, like, and different things going on, you know? So I don't think so, really, like, you know.
It's whatever your choice is and whatever you want it for out of your life, I suppose, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.